Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Mac, myself, and I with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, multiple Queensland unions, including the CFMEU, Electricians Union and Plumbers Union, have taken to the streets of Brisbane City towards Parliament House to protest the degrading of workplace safety since the election of the LNP to government. They are protesting various workplace changes, most prominently the change of right of entry laws, which would require 24 hours notice for the union to inspect site safety after an incident occurs, rather than immediately, as under the Labor government. It's a change to workplace safety laws that has been implemented before, when the Newman government were in power. The location of the 2032 Brisbane Olympic Stadium is set to be announced next month, after years of heated debate about its construction. An independent panel reviewing the game's infrastructure will hand down its report to the state government on March 8 about if a new stadium should be built and where the athletics event will be held. The decision will be announced publicly on March 25th. According to former Premier Palaszczuk, the game's independent infrastructure and coordination authority had already decided, quote, to build a stadium on Victoria Park. In national news, residents along Western Australia's 335-kilometre-long Geraldton-Mount Magnet Road are calling for the state government to address the damage to the road, as potholes and destroyed median strips are causing problems for transport and travel alike. The road is used to haul millions of dollars of ore, materials and grain every year without any major investment from the government 9 months after a flood further damaged the road. The state government has responded, stating that funding to repairing the road would be part of the Labor Party's election promises in the upcoming state election. The Reserve Bank of Australia has cut interest rates for the first time in 5 years. The cut, which brings the rate down to 4.1%, is the first cut since 2020 and comes after 13 consecutive rate hikes between 2022 and 2023. The cuts were aimed to reduce mortgage repayments for homeowners, with banks set to reduce repayments. Despite the cut, there have been signals by the bank that there would not be cuts in the near future. And in international news, a tourist village in China has been caught using cotton as fake snow due to warming temperatures. The Chengdu Snow Village states that during the Lunar New Year, weather warmed and the snow village did not shape up as planned. As a result, it purchased cotton to use as fake snow. Following feedback from visitors, the village removed the fake snow and has since apologised. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and it's still expected to have a couple of showers. It's currently 29-30 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29-30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That is all your news for 11 a.m. and today. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au. Stay cool.